This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. Catholic Relief Services, or CRS, says it's now a desperate race against time to find survivors from the powerful earthquake in Ecuador that hit some of the poorest and most vulnerable communities in the nation. Tom Hollywood is CRS's representative for Latin America and is currently in Ecuador. He spoke to me earlier about the massive scope of this tragedy.
Six provinces here have been declared states of emergency, so it's got a tremendous scope throughout the coast of Ecuador. I think it's massive and devastating because these areas that have been hit are some of the poorest, some of the most vulnerable in Ecuador. These are populations that were already struggling and suffering from extreme poverty. And then on top of that, the heavy El Nino rains this year have already caused mudslides and landslides and flooding over the past several months. And now on top of that, we have a massive earthquake.
So now, presumably, it's a desperate race against time to find survivors who may still be trapped in the rubble.
That is correct. You know, time is essential at this point. So right now, there's a lot of rubble removal going on. There are search and rescue teams. And then, unfortunately, it's dealing with some of either the ones that have been found to be in the rubble or also removing dead bodies. Now, for CRS, for Catholic Relief Services point of view, we are going in to learn more because we are afraid of the magnitude. So we're sending out teams today to start to get a better sense of what's going on the ground. But we think that this could be quite big and very bad.
And right now, what are the main needs for the survivors?
The main needs for the survivors are temporary shelter. We're also looking at water. Another big issue, we have learned that there's not a lot of running water. And then the third big issue is food. As I mentioned, there's extreme poverty right now, as it is families are struggling to put food on their table. So now just basic necessities such as food are paramount issues.
Are there many remote areas that have not yet been reached by rescue workers?
Yes, that is a very good point. We have seen that most of the aid has been concentrated in urban centers, ones that are a little bit more developed because of tourism. So Catholic Relief Services, with our local church partners, we will look to go to the most remote rural areas because that is our mission. We look to serve those who are in the most remote areas, the poorest of the poor, and the most vulnerable. So that will require a little bit of extra time because we are concerned with the infrastructure. Many of the roads have been damaged and are not passable. So when we go to the field today, that is one thing that might hamper a bit of our response. But we're going to try and do the best so that we can reach those communities where aid has not gotten.